What's good, everybody? Let everybody load up. I ain't have a chance to do this yesterday. So figure I'll jump on the space today. Hopefully everybody got power or they're working on it. If you out there helping folks get their power back, salute to you as well. But yesterday's episode got cut, so I had to turn my mic up. So we back at it. There's some rumors of coaching hires that hasn't been confirmed just yet. So there's nothing wrong with having a conversation. You know, everything ends in a positive. Everybody ain't always agree in all the spaces. I think people get that confused. I'm a positive person, but I provide folks with a voice because you want to come to a resolution. Anybody has doubt or doesn't think the same way. So a lot of times people perceive that as allowing folks to be negative. Like, no, I'm allowing folks to share their thoughts, let their voice be heard, and then work to a solution. So don't ever get that misconstrued. If you miss the beginning, I'll make sure I do it in the middle of this space and by the end of the space, because a lot of times positivity gets lost when something negative comes to the forefront, or something that can be perceived as negative comes to the forefront. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. Appreciate everybody for loading up. Like I said, hopefully everybody is safe. Got my man Barry Word in the building. B Word, what's good with you?
Man, I apologize. I just saw something come across on Twitter saying, "What's the word?" I just assumed this was about me. I apologize. I didn't want to not be here if you were talking about me and whatnot. So I just thought I'd say hello to everybody.
Yeah, man. Appreciate that. You know that. Got the OG in the building.
Now, man, seriously, though, you know, I've been seeing a lot, you know, on some of these sites, man. And it's, wow. People make something bad out of something positive and make being judgmental about things, man. I don't get it. I think what I'm seeing so far looks really good. I'm going to be really positive about it, and I'm going to grab an oar, man, and you know, pull with these guys rather than trying to find reasons why they're doing something wrong. I just, you know, that's just what I'm going to do.
Nah, I appreciate that. I mean, that means a lot. Like, you know, your word holds a lot of weight, no pun intended. But that's what I like to base my platform off of, just, you know, folks being able to share their thoughts. And like you said, it can be a lot of negativity out there. And I just sometimes wish those folks would come to a platform like this and use their microphones and instead of typing, kind of verbalize it so we all can provide feedback to hopefully ease that hesitation and negativity that they may have. Not saying they negative Nancy's, but if they don't like a hire, why not? And then maybe somebody that's familiar with the hire can provide some background or some credence to why it could work out, because we don't know if it's going to work out, not going to work out. And it's just like the preseason, you know what I'm saying? Like the name, everything's in the name these days. You look at the name. If as a recruit, we look at the stars of the high school he went to or who he was coached by, and we try to tell the future. So you're definitely right.
You're right, man. It's I just think in this new environment, there has to be a lot of focus on how these coaches communicate and connect with these players, and how we can get them to want to be at the University of Virginia, because it's such a great environment for them on a yearly basis. You know, you can't do anything about a kid who maybe wasn't getting any playing time or got to university and the environment didn't work for them. But I know that, you know, and I'm going to say it, back in the day, the real community was, you know, what was in that locker room and the people we dealt with on a daily basis. And it wasn't necessarily my position coach, but people like John Gamble you know, Joe Geek, you know, Doc McHugh and people like that. You just felt really good being around those people because they really cared about you. And then also, you know, we had great relationships with the other students. I don't know if it's that way anymore, whether you get an opportunity to learn more about the people that you're in school with. But I think that's really important at the University of Virginia for these athletes to also get an opportunity to create those relationships as well. And I think once we can get that and get those connections, I think, you know, we'll get the right type of guys and the right type of guys will want to stay.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with everything you said. There's a lot that goes into whether a student athlete is transferring or the coaches that agree to join this university's program and coach it and work to elevate it. It's a lot of moving parts. And
yeah,
at the end of the day, you just got to appreciate them. We may, you know, we all can have our feelings and our thoughts, and that's fine, but that should never be lost. Like a coach, we look at their name, their resume, and we wonder why did we get this guy versus not that guy. But it should never be lost that we are still excited that they took the job, that they wanted to be here.
That's right.
But, you know, for any, everybody has their reason, but at the end of the day, you still, this is your brand. So if you're just using Virginia to be a stepping stone, that means you still have to do a hell of a job to improve your brand. And in return, if you're doing the hell of a job, that means the team is probably doing the hell of a job and the players that you're coaching are doing the hell of a job. So everybody gets what they want. And I just got a question from my man JD on Twitter. He said, so the elephant in the room is everybody has a question about the wide receiver coach from Army, Mr. Keith Gaston. Because of the success Marcus Hagans has had at this great university coaching the wide receivers. So I understand why folks are saying, like, what does that mean for Biscuit? Why are we going out getting a guy from Army? That team is not known for throwing the football. And I don't have all the answers. I know he's had different stints, like at Ball State, where they were successful as far as throwing the football, and guys on his resume, which he has coached, has been all conference things of that nature. We don't know if he's going to remain coaching receivers. We don't know if Marcus Hagans is going to remain coaching wide receivers. We don't know if this means that Marcus Hagans will be switched to coaching QBs, which he played, or will he be elevated in some other type of capacity, or will this coach be asked to coach tight ends, or will he be asked to coach running backs? Like, that's the great thing about college sport. When you coach the game, you're around the game, and you will end up learning different positions. Don't get me wrong. Everybody wants to have their, like, the one thing they're known for. But it's a lot of moving parts. It's just like being a player. You got to be able to do, the more you can do, the better. So I'm like everybody else. When I saw that wide receiver's coach, too, I kind of like, But then again, it's like, I'm going to sit back because I'm secure that no matter where you put Coach Hagans, he's going to be successful. And you got to kind of sit back and trust the process in which Tony Elliott is demonstrating right now. But I understand why when everybody saw this hire, why everybody was like, what? So I understand that, you know. So I didn't take it negative. I just took it that comes with it. And my man Coach B in the building, OG in the building. What's good with y'all, fellas?
What's going on?
Yeah, what's up, my guys?
I thought the same thing, too, like wide receiver coach. But then I realized, like, he was a wide receiver coach there. That don't mean he was coming to UVA to be a wide receiver coach. So it didn't say what he was going to coach. So everybody relax. Biscuit still might be the wide receiver coach. So.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, bro. Absolutely.
And if he is the quarterback's coach, that's great, too, because that's an important position. So – you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. OG, what's up with you, bro?
What's good, fellas? What's goody? What's goody?
Not much, man. You know, just hoping everybody's out there safe in the state of Virginia. If you was hit by snow and you lost your power. And salute to the workers and prayers over them as well that's trying to restore power for everybody. Because you don't want to leave anybody out these days. I was like, hey, man, prayers for folks without power. Somebody tweeted back to me and to the people that's fixing it, too. I was like, oh, my God. I mean, you know what I'm saying? My bad.
Yeah, I was out there today working, fixing water lines. People's water lines busted. That's how I be.
Salute to you, bro.
But you know, y'all know why we here. Y'all know why we're gathered here on a casual Tuesday.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, so for folks who just joining in, we're discussing the possible additions to the coaching staff because nothing has officially been released just yet. Some news.
They just officially released some stuff. Dez, I ain't see the whole video. They got Elliot out there. He doing a little video from the football page. I guess he welcoming everybody. Welcoming who he just hired.
Oh, all right. What that? See, there it is. Let me go pull up UVA's Twitter right quick. That's what I'm talking about.
All I want is just physical football. Y'all hear all that racket in the back. I got to take my trash to the curb real quick.
Yeah, fast.
I just want to see a physical brand of football. I don't give a damn if they coming from Army, Navy, or good. They coming with a physical background. They used to pound in the rock. You know what I'm saying? If that guy's going to – which
offensive coordinator, my bad. Let me cut you off.
Don't think the guy from Army would be the wide receiver coach, but he might help in some capacity. You know, it's to be determined. And either way, you know, they took Higgins off. Let's just see how this play out. Because either way, that man's magnitude is greater than one position. Mm-hmm. We were fortunate enough to witness that as fans when he played. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He was a wide receiver and he was a quarterback. As by Big B know about that. Rest up, Big Dog. He know about him. Yeah. So, no matter what capacity, I feel like Hagan's going to be on the staff. It don't even matter if he the lead recruiter. Like, he going to be great. And no matter what he does, that's just another notch on his resume. For real.
Yeah.
And we just lucky enough to still have him at home. For real.
My man, ST in the building. Santa Taylor Pressure. Clemson, 1997.
What
was that? Our dad, Clemson.
And then with Dez, you know what I'm saying? It's like this. If we fortunate enough to keep KT, that man going to have a badass year. People was wondering. It kind of got full circle with Dez Kitchens hiring. I've been sharing KT and Cordell Patterson all year long, y'all. And now here it is, the man that elevated his game, brought the ingenuity to the NFL, ahead and threw a wide receiver at running back, and now he got the best utility in college football.
Yeah, talk that call
and
me
KT
down,
himself.
Yeah, talk
so,
that call me down.
Yes, like sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. So with Dez having the chance to possibly have KT back, that wide receiver group that's borderline top three in the country, we can argue about it any day you want to. You can line them up. There's not many people that's going to guard them straight up. Then if your quarterback come back, that's a hell of an offense that he has just inherited, period. So that's exciting to see what he's going to do. That man been around the game. He know what's up. He was out there at South Carolina, NC State. So, I did a lot of research about him.
Let him know.
He got some decent running backs. NC State done had some decent running backs over the last couple of years. Hell, South Carolina done had a stable of backs for a while.
Yeah. Tell him about all he recruited. That's a long list. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes, that's a long list. Mm-hmm. If y'all want to do your research, go to Google. Smartphones, so there's no reason why we should be asking dumb questions. Yeah. Type in Dez Kitchens and type 247 mix, and you see what I see. Mm-hmm. So that's a bona fide recruiter to go with the other recruiters that we got. So that's just in the picture. I see what he's trying to do. He's building a hell of a recruiting team, man. That is a hell of a recruiting team that is coming to Virginia, and I hope that it's going to be like something that we ain't seen before. It may not take off immediately out the gate, but shit, when the plane go down the runway, you'll never see a plane take straight off as soon as the engine starting and lift straight up in the air. That joint got to run down the runway for a second, then it take off. So I think we're about to see something that could possibly be built off of what was already built the last 6 years.
Mm-hmm. Man. I see B-Word. Can't unmute. He has something to say, B-Word.
Yeah, man, I'm just glad to see a running back coach, man, come to Virginia. Come on.
Yes, man. Yes.
You know, because I gotta be honest about it. If I were being recruited to come to Virginia for the past 6 years, ain't no way. Because, you know, I want the ball. I always want the ball. I want it every time. I know I'm not going to get it every time, but, you know, I want that control. I want to be able to, you know, influence the game. You know, I want to show what I can do. I want to run over a couple people. And, you know, that kind of stuff is needed, man. You know, the past few years, you know, Armstrong, man, he's played extremely well. But not having that strong running game just made it that much harder on him. And let's just be honest about it. You know, we're throwing for all these yards. We're 6-6, man. So that's not the answer. You have to have that running game. And I think now with that type of a coach coming in, now you're going to be able to get that guy or a couple of those dudes that make a big difference. So
I'm excited to see Mike Hollins. Mike Hollins is literally going to blow a linebacker's helmet off of his head.
Yes, sir.
Off of initial impact, and it will be completely legal. I've seen him do it multiple times. There are multiple videos. That is one of the most violent runners I have ever seen. And I know he is cheesing. I know he got some extra pep in his step this offseason.
Shannon For Taylor, real. What's up, brother? You off mute?
Man, I just wanted to what's up, B-Word? I just wanted to comment a little bit about the Hagans deal. Me being a part of a pretty good high school team, and we got some kids that's been recruited over the years. There are a lot of programs that have inside receivers coach and outside receivers coach.
Mm-hmm.
And Hagans has so much versatility, man. He could go coach quarterback as well. So, you know, I think, them trying to figure it out, I think they probably already know, just haven't released it yet. Just want to see how comfortable he probably is with maybe doing an inside receiver coach, maybe even coaching tight ends. I mean, you know, our tight ends catch the ball, you know. Yeah. We've all watched Virginia – watched us run the ball in the 90s, the late 80s, and run the ball the way we envisioned. I think that this past year, man, we just could not run the ball because we didn't have them dogs on the O-line. They were pass-blocking animals, you know, so that's why we threw it that much. So I think that, you know, we're all excited about the staff and what they're going to bring to the table. Shit, we got the OG Chris Slade, man. He about to turn them boys up. He gonna find guys that look like him that can rush off the edge and send them going back inside and coaching those backers, man. I like to see us go back to that to a 4-3 or either 4-2-5 defense. That 3-3 stack was it was a little less undesirable, man. It was hard to watch. But I think we're going in the right direction, man. I love the hires. Anytime you can pull guys from the NFL and former NFL players with accolades like Chris Slade, man, that's got to be attractive to the kids. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but we still got to go in these homes and impress the kids with what we plan to do, you know, on the field, with facilities, all that stuff, man. So everything is going to have to come together real quick, man. I mean, like I said, I like what we're doing, man. I'm excited about it. And I know Hagans is going to be a stalwart. Whatever he's doing, because he's that type of guy. So, you know, that's my spiel. I get on here and I listen and whatnot. But
did we lose
him? I mean, you hear me?
I think you must have won. Yeah, you back. Yeah, we got you back.
Okay, bet. Yeah, man, I'm loving it, man. So I'm excited about it, man. And we got some new blood in there, man. I think we hit it on the head.
Yes, sir. I'm with you. And you made a great point about inside receivers, outside receivers, because Coach Anau was the offensive coordinator and also the inside receivers coach. And Coach Hagans was the outside receivers coach. And in this past year, I think he coached just the receivers, period, if I'm not mistaken. So you were absolutely right.
Absolutely.
The addition of the Army wide receiver coach, it could still be that vibe of him coaching the inside receivers, because if he was at Army and people felt like all they did was run the football, well, hey, that means he'll be coaching slot and tight ends, meaning
basically
the guys who got to go down there and block and chip and things like that. So Yeah, ST, there you go. My guy coming in dropping them Jews.
No, man, you know how I do.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that.
No doubt.
Hokey Diddler in the building. Let's get him in here.
Oh, Lord, here we go.
Let me get him in here, man. You know, I don't discriminate. I let everybody use their voice about that. You know what I'm saying? There you go. What's up, man? You got to mute yourself. You come in talking. We got you, man. What's good with you?
So,
you all right?
So, what are you thinking about the name Jim Leonard from Wisconsin?
Jim Leonard?
Yeah.
Wisconsin defensive coordinator?
Yeah, what do you think about him?
Hey, man, Jim Leonard, get out of it. He get out of it.
Mm-hmm. I was somewhere where he has some ties to Baltimore, so I don't know. Maybe watch out on that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that we'd definitely be excited about that. Jim Leonard is a guy that, you know, played back there well, and his ascension up through the college ranks wasn't just something that was just given to him. You know what I'm saying? Everybody I heard speak of him, speak of his football acumen, and just seeing him coach, I think he, you know, he does well. And if he has those ties to Baltimore, you know, that definitely helps with recruiting. So, yeah, I wouldn't have an issue with that at all. What about you, OG?
Nah, I wouldn't have an issue with that at all either. Nah, it's just going to be interesting to see, you know, that's the last thing I'm waiting to see. What this DC look like and this DB coach? I think that's the last thing that we need to go ahead and round off and find out for real. That's what I'm impatiently waiting to see.
Yeah,
you guys DB can play a double advocate, right? Like how I said we were going to get Biscuit. Maybe you guys can get D'Angelo Hall, right?
Nah. You know who I would have loved to try and get on the staff? Ron Burton out of Michigan State. Mm-hmm. Played at Holly Springs. He been D-line coach. He been out there doing justice. I would have loved to try and pull him back.
Here's the real question.
Try and get him on staff.
Who's replacing the Cavalier mascot, the one that rides in on the horse? Has that been announced?
You.
Me?
You.
I'll do it for $185,000 a year.
Dang, you
trying to jump in a whole new tax bracket.
That means you said no. That ain't even a legit offer. You just don't want to do it.
That's what it would take.
Yeah.
I imagine they were still good because that is our mascot.
If you want all that, you better have your own horse and stuff.
I couldn't do it. I don't think I could wear it for $185,000.
He said $185,000. Blackers, good Lord.
Hey, if they offer you $185,000,
talk yourself into a new bracket.
I'm definitely joining with you. I'm like, hold on now. I'm going to come in like a diabolical hater. Wait, you going to get $185,000?
Yeah,
oh,
nah. I'm telling you.
I do it for
$140,000. I'll ride in like one of the last of the Mohicans, my boy. I'm in that joint with it.
I'm going to come in that joint like I'm dumb and dumber with the scooter after we sold it. Dog truck. Jeez.
Straight up.
You got me thinking now. I'm about to call. Hey, man, what y'all offering for that? Matter of fact, yeah. I ain't.
Well, be good, Ball Hawk. Like I said, if I hear anything, I'll let you know. My sources are at work, so be good.
Because you got new sources, new year, new sources, and I'm going to entertain you.
Yeah.
I'm listen to you. You assured me you got new sources.
Yep. All right. Be good.
Be good, brother.
Hi, my guy.
Let me see. Ashton jumped in here. Brian C. Okay, Brian C. off mute. What's good?
Two things. I heard, Falk, you were going to be the one riding the horse.
Hey, man. Hey, man. Ooh, you know what they say, man.
I heard the same thing.
I ain't believing it and I ain't receiving it, but you can speak it.
Somebody said you were going to do it for free.
Hey, man, look, man. If Bronco continue to let me go to the ranch to be a cowboy, you never know. You might have a surprise.
Second thing I'm excited about is Des Kitchens. Coach Tony Elliott giving a running back 200 carries a year. And that's all I got to say.
Oh, let me get a round of applause for that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm going to try if I can look this up. I'm going to send it to you, Hawk, if I can find this real quick.
Hey,
Dez recruiting, and you can share it with the group.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you tweet it, I'm not if I can make you a call so you can add the tweet name. Hold on, what is on you?
Let me get you. Who will be the ideal DB coach?
We said Chip West for a long time.
Yeah, he ready.
Man, I
don't
want to sound like a broken record.
Me too. I keep hearing the same thing, Shaw, but I heard, you know, it may not be mutual. I don't know yet. Here's the thing. Maybe somebody on the inside can find out.
Here's the thing, saying Chip West on my platform. Let me make sure I put this out there because I've learned. That don't mean I won't welcome anybody else we hire.
Yeah, right.
I'm not going to be disappointed with anybody else we hire. He asked me a question. I said a name. But that does not mean I have beef if the name ain't Chip West. Whoa, wait a minute. I have an issue. Yeah,
if you see that tweet at the top of the space, everybody was wondering what Dad's Kitchen's done. Click that tweet. Click that link. Information. Free 99. Like I said, they are building some bona fide recruiters, man. For real.
Yeah.
Guys that have been out there. Guys just like Tony. I'm pretty sure Tony List looked the exact same. We can do the same thing for all the coaches that's geared to come. And the names are different. They are different in a capacity that we have not seen here in a long time.
So we want to welcome Coach Kitchens, man, to Wahoo Nation. It's official, like a referee whistle, and I ain't blowing it right now because ain't no foul on the play. We appreciate you joining Wahoo Nation, changing the dynamic. We understand what you can do, what you've done in the past, and I know our running backs room very excited.
Elated.
Have you in the building. If you can be an added enticing piece to have the football player return next year, we greatly, greatly appreciate even that.
Yep. I think Clint will benefit a lot from him going back to where he belongs and not having the calls being made last year over top of him with a D-line that made him look that way, you know, where the D-line couldn't get pressure due to the formations and the shit that we was calling. You know, I think he is going to do a hell of a lot better. You know what I'm saying? Chico coming back off the energy, off the injury. Chico Bennett.
Oh.
You know, you got Deshaun. You got Nick. You got some hitters. Josh Ahern. You know, he got some hitters that he can relate to and get in the same position they be in. You know what I'm saying? He can relate to them in a sense of that linebacker mentality. He was one of the greatest at UVA. You know what I'm saying? He was a dog. Them bees on his shoulders and that Oakley visor used to shine different, Playboy. I'm trying to tell you that dog visor used to shine different in the light. It used to shine way different. He was a menace. He was a menace. And I think with those linebackers, and you know, that's why it's going to be interesting to see what formation we're going to have on defense. But I think he is going to improve his stock big time this year. I think them linebackers are going to be hitting a little different this year. And there ain't no shot to Coach Pop either. Coach Pop a good coach. We saw when he done tuned out. So that ain't a shot at him either. I think that he is just going to benefit from him going back to his natural position in which he is going to be coaching. You know what I'm saying? What got him to the next level? What got him to UVA? What got him to the Giants? What got him that ring? You know what I'm saying? So I can't wait to see that for real, too. Get him and, you know, young guys like Deshaun Perry who ain't got that shine yet, who should have been playing. The little bit of time he did play this year, he ain't do shit but wreck. Couldn't understand why they weren't putting him back in the game, but I guess we going for that. We going to soon find out. Soon going to come. The spring ball be here before we know it. I swear, it's January 4th. Next week, it'll be January 27th. I'm trying to tell you. It'll be February before we know it.
All right. So we got who's in the building. Ashton, go ahead, Ashton.
Somebody mentioned Jim Leonard a few minutes ago, and I didn't understand the context. Is he being discussed as a potential hire? Because I thought the Navy coach was like a dummy.
It was a guy from Hope Nation.
Yeah.
I made sure that he understood when he was saying that Biscuit was going to Virginia Tech, and he said his sources said one thing. That was just his way of getting back at us for trying to start something.
Okay, that makes sense. Appreciate y'all.
Yeah, that's all good. Now, I appreciate you just clarifying that because, you know, if somebody would have came in a little later, don't know the background of myself and him, they would be like, oh, my God. But he was just throwing something out there. Better who's was good.
What's up, fellas?
Do y'all know what the role for Chris Slade might actually be?
Not yet. We all are waiting to see. We all waiting to see what he's going to coach and what's going to be his true title. But it's definitely dope to have him back in the building, man. Anytime you have a legend like that, and I know that's like my homerism, my
Yeah, just because, you know, if we're talking about defensive players that hit hard, Chris Slade, he might be at the top of the list.
Yeah, and you know, I would think you look. That's the truth be told, man. We're going to get excited when we see a former great come back to the university. Like if I just say, "Hey, I want to coach DBs," and he'd be like, "All right, Hulk, you excited? You can coach the DBs here at the university." I would hope the whole fan base would get excited that I'm the coach, even though I ain't got a lick of damn experience. Not saying he don't, because he coached at high school. I ain't coached high school since 2010. But I would hope the nation be like, hell yeah, we got Ball Hawk here. We listen to his podcast. So, yeah, I want the rose-colored glasses to get excited. I want the name recognition to help me get my foot in the doors of high school and coaches to listen and parents also. So I get it. I also understand folks who are kind of like, but what has he done at college? That comes with the territory. I don't deem that as negative. I deem that as somebody just saying, I want to make sure that side of the ball is taken care of because we knew that was a black eye on our team last year. Now, I'm pretty sure if Chris Slade was an offensive guy that was high straight out of high school, it wouldn't be an issue because the offense was so dynamic last year.
That's just my opinion. And y'all heard it here first. Ball Hawk's going to be coaching the DBs.
I'm not coaching. My love is to watch my kids play, to get on behind this microphone and never be penalized if I'm wrong by having a loss attached to my resume. Because this is the greatest job ever. I can act like I know what I'm talking about because I've already seen the outcome. I'm one of the few people that tell you it's easy to second guess what a coach called after I've already seen the result. I always say that. That's why most of the time I don't like to really like down coaches. I'll speak to technique because that's something that I feel I could coach. I could coach up a kid on this technique by training. But when it comes to, you know, play calling on the fly right there in the heat of the battle, not knowing what the outcome is going to be, that's tough. But that doesn't mean folks who do criticize coaches are wrong because that comes with the job. So I always like to throw that out there. I appreciate you almost causing a stir because somebody would tweet, "Hey, Ball Hawk coaching the DB."
So, sorry, man. I just had to watch you dance a little bit.
I did. Two-step.
So check this out. So Slade's background, and I watch Slade play. I'm a little older than Amar, so I was had an opportunity to watch him play. So at Virginia, they ran a 4-3 defense, so he was primarily a defensive end. And we all know what his numbers was and what he did. But when he got to the NFL, he played a 3-4 outside linebacker, which is still primarily a rush guy. He did some drop stuff. And, you know, the league is more of a, you know, what can you do? What are your best attributes? What do you do well? And they will find a way to put you on the field to do those type of things. I think he's going to be good at moving guys around. You know, say we got a special pass rush guy. You know, he might be on the right side for the first quarter. He might be inside. He might be on the left side throughout the whole game. I think his versatility is going to come with being able to align different guys who he feel like can make plays in space. I think he's going to be a great recruiter, immediately sitting in somebody's home with his accolades and everything he's done in the NFL. He's going to be able to sell that point. And people in the NFL are going to say, hell, Slade got a guy down here. He said that's the bomb. And they're going to take his word because, you know, he is a guy who's made plays, who's done this for years and years and years. So I think that Slade is probably going to be best to start out as the D-line coach, maybe D-ends, and then the D-tackles. It'll probably be a separate coach for D-tackles. I mean, because it is a different game when you go inside versus outside. And then if we get to a versatile situation where we get in a hybrid fence, you know, maybe he has a guy that he can stand up to rush off the edge in a 3-4 situation or 3-3-5. You know, I don't know. I don't think we got the guys to run that 3-3 stack. But, you know, in the future, I do see our defense kind of morphing because we got to stay up with these passing offenses. And I understood what Pop and Bronco and all these hackles, how what they were trying to do. We just didn't have the personnel to run that 3-3-5. You know, people said, damn, they don't have the dogs up front. They in this 3-3-5 trying to keep up with the passing game. So they just pounded us for the most part, you know. So I think the versatility with Slade is going to be amazing. He's going to be an instant recruiter. He's going to be in the home, and kids going they going to think about it. You know, are we going to get them all? I don't think so. But I think we'll be able to go do some great things. And we got another guy who can go into 757. He's from Tab. Him and Hagan's going to still be able to go down that way and go knock on somebody's doors together. They'll be like, wow, I got two legends in my house right now. Like, that's crazy. So I think that his versatility is going to be amazing. He's going to be a hit off top. And, you know, he's going to be able to coach the kids, man. I mean, he's played in the NFL for 12 years or so and dominated the ACC. And so I think we got a great hire, man. And Slade, I can't say enough about him, man, because I watched him play and – I wanted to be Slade, you know. So, man, let's get after it, man. Shit, that's what it is.
I love it. Young fellas, go do your Googles on Chris Slade, man. Do your due diligence on your coaches, just like the coaches do for you. You know what I'm saying? If you one of them players, if you listen right now, you're in the transfer portal, you play defense, check us out. His job's available.
We got Byron in the space right now.
I was about to say Uno on him out. Yeah, Uno on him out. Hey, yo, you know what I'm saying? He dipped that quick, man. I'm going to get sweet, man. You probably had to do something. But, yeah, man, like definitely because, you know, another elephant in the room is Wes Weeks. He entered the transfer portal, and then he tweeted, thanks to USC for the offer for whatever they did, but you know, hate to see him go. He definitely came on late in the season before he had the knee injury, but he was going to be a stud, man. But you sent us a stud too, ST.
I just shared a beast up top.
He's going to be real.
He had bricks for a living. He had bricks for a living, for real.
He got a motor partner
in the building, my Uno partner in the building, the legendary yellow cars himself, Byron Sweet Pop Sweet. What's up, baby?
Man, I'm in here eating these weights, man. What's good?
you ain't doing no legs.
Nah, I never do legs again. That's all that squatting back in the day with Barry and all them boys. I ain't doing that no more. Yeah.
Get your lift, Sweet. Did you get your lift?
I'm getting my lift on. I hopped on Twitter and I said, oh man, Eddie Ott got the boys on here talking about UVA football. Let me see what's good.
Yeah, you know, I had to get my guy up here. You know, Shannon beat me to the punch like he always trying to sack the quarterbacks and put his finger up when y'all was rushing at the same time. So, you know, he used to that.
Yeah, stat stealers. You know how that go.
Let me get it.
Yo, y'all used to kill me. I'm like, yo, why are you putting their fingers up so fast? Down the time, oh, we gotta get the time.
Gotta get the stat, baby.
Catch up, dirty. Catch up. So we can't do that on offense. When you catch the ball, you can get no credit. So
no doubt.
Can't just jump up. You know what I'm saying? What's good with you, though, man?
Everything good, man. Just, you know, taking one day at a time, man. Happy New Year to everybody, man. 2022 is going to be a great one.
It's going to be a great one, man. What's your thoughts on the OG Chris Slade coming back in the building?
Man, I couldn't be more ecstatic about that hire, man. You talking about – I am not even going to talk about his accolades and what he's done as a player. But as a person, as a human being, you can't get a better person than Chris Slade.
That's what's up, man. I'm excited, bro. I'm excited. Like you said, man, it'd be nothing – it's like – For us to go in the building and to talk to him daily now, that's priceless.
Oh,
for the young bloods that's playing D-line or linebacker, that not only have a Chris Slade in the building, but Clint sent them to. That's two NFL dudes right there. Right there. No,
and again, Ahmad, like, it's just bigger than football, man. We always, you know, we want the results on the field, man, but we got two guys right there in the building that's put the equipment on, that bleed orange and blue, that's going to be there for those guys and be supportive for those guys and be a father away from home, man. And today, man, that's what's really needed with these kids, man. They need support. They need to know people love them. They care about them, you know, on and off the field, you know. I mean, I think that's so important, and that's so important with recruiting. They got to know that they're coming to a place when they leave their house and their moms and dads send them away, they got somebody that's going to have their back, that's going to have their best interest at heart, that's what they need to know. And that's what they appreciate. That's what I appreciated when I played.
Yeah. And not only did you play, but you coached as well. And you were in positions where you changed universities. How was it for you as an incoming coach trying to contact current guys on the roster and try to build those connections? How was that transition?
I mean, you know, you always hear this saying, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Mm-hmm. That speaks volumes, man. Every time that I went to a different university, I made it my point to reach out to every player that was going to be in my room and build a relationship right away with them. Like I said, again, it's bigger than football. Football is what they're here for, to get an education to play, but they got to understand that I'm going to be there for them no matter what. And today, these athletes go through a lot more than we did when we were playing. So mm-hmm. It's a lot bigger. There's a lot more hurdles that they got to go through today. With social media and everything like that, they're in the limelight even more. So they got to make sure they got somebody there that's going to be able to guide them in the right direction and take care of them.
Facts, bro. Facts. I appreciate that. Because a lot of times, you know, as fans, we do have those questions, like right now with him building his staff and when that staff jumped to the building. And it wasn't, you know, it's a little different these last 2 years because of the transfer portal. But did you ever have a situation where you joined the staff and somebody that was in your coach's room that may have been thinking about transferring and you had to have that conversation with them?
Oh, yeah, man. Of course. I mean, probably every time that I switched schools, you know, I had that happen because, you know, those kids, they're sitting there and a new staff comes in, you know, they can't predict the future. They don't know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And so you got to, immediately when you get in, you got to let those guys know that, hey, I'm here. My job is to make sure you graduate. My job is to make sure you become a well-rounded human being. And my job is to coach you, be the best player that you can possibly be. And you build that trust right away and you show them that you care, they'll run through a wall for you.
That's what's up. Nah, man, definitely appreciate you taking time out to join us, but I know you say you're eating them weight, so we ain't gonna
Yeah, man, let me get back to these curls for the girls, man. Hey, everybody out there, and you got daughters and Hulan, man, y'all enjoy yourselves, man. Happy New Year to everybody, baby. Man. We all look forward to a great 22 UVA football year, man. Love y'all guys.
My God, yes, my God, Tweester. He said he got curls for the girls. He literally got girls. He got all girls and his wife. He got a house full of women. Right. So he got to make sure them pistols stay cocked on his arm because, you know, I'm like Martin and Will Smith. When a dude come to the door, he got to invite me over.
Oh, I feel you.
We got to check him out. You know what I'm saying? I'm the little guy. Sir. So I'm Martin. I'm small. I'm Martin. I'm like, I'm expedient. What the you doing here? You know what I'm saying? I'm here to put some bass in your voice. But by then, they probably taller than me anyway. So, you know, I need backup. So, yeah, man, I appreciate all the listeners, man, that's in the building. Want to make sure I salute my sponsors. Even with these Twitter spaces, man, I've been getting away with making sure my sponsors are at the forefront. So salute to Aber Insurance. Go to Aber Insurance for all your insurance needs. That's home business, auto life insurance. The great people at Able. AbleInsurance.net. Tell them the Ball Hawk sent you. They would definitely write a policy for you that fits your budget. Trust me. They are dope like that. And also Manscaped.com. If you don't know what Manscaped.com is, if you're a man, you need to go find out. Get that Lawnmower 4.0. Make sure you below the waist is just like above the neck. Shaped up, looking nice. Check that out. Your balls will thank you. Manscaped.com. Use promo code TheBallHawkShow to get 20% off of all your products in the cart. So Manscaped. That's what it is. And I'm dead ass. Go. The people think I'll be joking until they go and say my name at the promo, the Ball Hawk Show, all caps, all one word, and they see that 20% jump off they price. But Ball Hawk will tell the truth. Get you some boxers, get your t-shirt, get you the ball toner, the ball spray, get you the Lawnmower 3.0, the razor, all their products, bro. I'm telling you. And their boxers is comfortable.
You know, oh my goodness, that is how you do your ads, my boy.
Yeah, they box.
I was watching TV, then he hit me with that joke. I was like, hold on,
shout out to Gilly the Kid and Wallow, $1 million worth of game. You know, so I had to step my promo game up because they be killing it when they be reading out their sponsors. So salute to them, man. I ain't never afraid to shout out another platform that's doing it, though. It tells them, man. You know, speaking of other platforms, the Hill Podcast.
Yeah, man.
Check out my guy tomorrow at 8 p.m.
We're going to do another space tomorrow, talk a couple things. I get a couple topics so we can keep the energy going.
So make sure y'all follow OG Who That's Talking. He's just one of the how the hell did you remove yourself as a co-host?
I ain't never accepted because I be doing it from the iPhone. Maybe I got an update on the Twitter or something.
Well, they,
I
you can't never to, accept they, it. They had you as a co-host because you were allowed to share the, your joint. Your joint got a mind of its own.
My joint bootleg. I told you I can't record. That joint be treating me like I'm third world.
What? I don't mean to give you business, but what number is your phone?
I think it's the 12 Pro.
Okay. Yeah, what is going on, man?
I don't know. Yeah, I got them good pictures too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm out here.
What is going on? You need to go to the Apple stores and be like, man, I need all my features now.
Something's going wrong.
I'm telling you, I need yours need to be documented so it can be uploaded as a podcast episode because you got too much info.
Yeah, man, that's not
being saved for the folks.
That's what I'm trying. I got my laptop set up, the green screen. I got the mic set up, so hopefully, maybe if I load in from a laptop and try and get on from my laptop, it might work that way. I'm gonna try that tomorrow and see if it allows me to record.
Unless you know somebody that is guaranteed gonna be in the space. And they do not disturb on their iPhone and then screen record it for you and then send it to you.
Yeah,
email it to you.
Might have to do it that way, but I'm gonna get it. We're gonna get her locked down.
Content creators, man, we gotta protect the content and share and upload the content so people can go back and listen because it's a shame, man. You're doing a lot, bro. You're doing a lot for the university and it's a lot of info that's being shared that, you know, folks want to go back and listen to. And
yes, sir.
I know I do. So. Definitely, man. We got to definitely get you squared away.
Yeah, we're going to get us right. We're going to get us right, you know.
Yeah. So I see there's more people in the building. If you want to become a speaker, just hit that request. Hit the microphone in the bottom left of your phone. I'll let you come on. Share your thoughts on the official announcement of Coach Kitchens being the offensive coordinator and also the rumor of the three other coaches that are going to be added to our staff hasn't been officially released by UGA, but a lot of like,
I know they hired a new player recruiting person. They hired a new player recruiting guy.
Oh,
the guy from USF.
Yeah, we
Justin Sparrows or Sparrow, something like that. He replaced it. He replaced Anderson. Let me see his name is.
We did. I didn't see that. Yeah.
So he's direct. He's director of recruiting.
Justin Sparrow. It's either him or is somebody else we hired too.
Doctor.
That's who it might have been.
Named Deputy Athletic Director.
And so one of them supposed to be replacing Justin Anderson. I think that's that guy.
Nah, this dude, he replaced Ted White, who stepped down in October. Mm. So he's the Deputy Athletic Director. Let's see what his job going to be for everybody since they're in here. Scott comes to UVA after serving the past 5 years as the Vice President and Director of Athletics at Morgan State University. His responsibility at Virginia include oversight of sports medicine, strength and conditioning, nutrition, sports psychology, diversity, equity, and inclusion, men's basketball, men's baseball, track and field, and cross country, and he will help also supervise football. So that's Dr. Edward Scott from Morgan State University. Salute to him. Round of applause for him. Welcome to
Big
Rockin'
salute,
Nation.
Big salute, big salute, big salute.
Yeah. Got my man Vince in the queue. Let me get him loaded up. See what he got to say today. What's up, Vincent? How you doing, brother? You might be driving.
See, we got
Evan Butts in the building.
Too.
Salute to my guy Evan Butts in the
big
building.
Facts.
Max Ballas in the building. Salute.
Stay
to
on
you.
Them roads, E. Stay on them roads, EB. I see you out there, big dog.
Yeah.
Keep doing your thug thizzle.
Mm-hmm. Vincent, how you doing,
man?
How you doing, Hawk? Man, it's great to see the family pulling together. The Slade move was brilliant. I think Tony really gets it, man. We're going back to the days where we played big ball in the 90s.
Mm. I like it, man. And then that's the thing, man. That's what you want to see. You want to see excitement when the ticker comes across of hires, even though it hasn't been officially released from, you know, VirginiaSports.com a Jeff White or anybody on 247 having write-ups or just the Twitter handle ran by UVA, but you get excited. And look, who am I to like or dislike a hire without even seeing them coach here? That's why I was a little disappointed when folks thought I was disappointed when Tony Elliott was hired. Like, that's what I think really got up under my skin the most, is that I'm not a person that's just going to be like, oh, damn, why we hired him? That's not me, because I'm waiting to see what you're going to do. I'm like, once you agree to come to this university coach, damn it, I'm for the university. You gonna have a super ally in me, and people done curse me out for being homeless and protecting coaches and stuff. And OG can attest to that. People cuss my ass out for protecting coaches on the defense last year. Am I lying, OG?
Ooh, sir.
They big let facts. My ass have it, trying to big you facts. Know what I'm saying? But it's like
everything bro, he say, they turn sideways.
I'm Teflon. I'm riding with you.
Now, that's just because you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. And yeah, you're giving people a platform to do exactly this. And just like, you know, you see some former players, you know what I'm saying, even tweeting. Some of them Twitter spaces with y'all doing the most, like y'all got an effect on a university. No, it's not the fact that we trying to dictate and control everything. What we're doing is offering insight from the other side. We're trying to help them. We're trying to help y'all get my money even more. So we can all enjoy this together. So as far as people thinking that we trying to dictate, determine who cares about what's being hired, I don't give a damn if they hire the Bishop Sycamore coach. I bet you I'd be on Twitter getting these lies off straight up, because it's all about this who every single day. But what we're doing is trying to elevate this thing as a whole. Nothing is stronger than the people's voice itself, the people that make this place go. That's where the strength comes from.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's why they be hating on you. That's why they hate on you, because things are changing.
And I ain't even gonna call it hate, because I don't think they hate me personally. I think they just hate that since my voice may be louder, that it doesn't align with them, and people may be using my voice to combat what they're saying. So out of their frustration of whoever they have a discussion with using me as a weapon to defeat them, now I become an issue for them. So that's how I look at it. Now, I could be wrong, but I don't have no beef with these folks, because I don't even know them personally. If I knew them personally, I'm still not going to have no beef with them, because what is me having beef with them really going to do? Like, me disliking them is not going to do anything to hurt their lives or elevate my life. You know what I'm saying? But I will say this. Seeing a lot of things that those individuals write sometimes, it's like, bro, you can't come back from some of the stuff you write, no matter what. And it could be some things that I'm saying right now, they probably love deep to the core, but their pride is like, nah, to hell with him. Because they said what they said, and they know they can't take it back. You know what I'm saying? Until they approach me like a human being and be like, hey, man, I apologize. I had it all wrong. Because a lot of those folks never met me personally to even say stuff like that about me anyway. I seen a dude call me a selfish fraud. I was like, damn.
He was hurt. He was upset.
Like, what did I do to
he
you?
He did not like. He did not like your opinion. Is what that he was. Called,
yeah. How did I become a selfish fraud? Like, what did I do to you personally to affect you to demonstrate to you that I'm consistently selfish? Like, all my character speaks in the majority is that I'm selfish. Like, because I read a lot on the message board, bro, and a lot of times I tell folks I do. Like, I go right to the mic. That's what I do now. I go right to the mic, and then I'm like, nah, I can't put that out because it ain't going to help. And it ain't going to make this person feel any differently about me, because once you meet negativity with negativity, it's a war. You're not going to change their opinion. So I'm going to say, hey, you stand on that. You put that out in the universe. It's in right now. Either you can say my fault, or your pride's going to let you keep thinking something that's not me. And I'm going to keep doing what I do. And you're just going to be, you might be the only one in the corner pissed off at me. You might have 100 people pissed off at me with you talking about, yeah, that's Petty Hawk and that Ball Hawk dude. That's fine. But make sure you know I thank you for checking out all my content. If you ain't checking it out, you don't know what I'm saying. But
hey, Hawk, I think your opinion on the transfers has helped a lot of people sort of understand where these guys are coming from and not have as much ill will towards him.
I mean, because you know these kids, and
so you know you played. So a lot of these guys are making these comments emotionally, and then they think about what you said, and it sort of changes their mind a little bit. I know that happened to me because I was upset about Noah Taylor just going to Carolina. I saw him in the jersey next day. That kind of chased me a little bit.
Yep. And my thing is,
I don't feel as strongly about it anymore.
No, I appreciate that, Vincent. And my whole thing is just to kind of help you see it through their lens. Now, don't get me wrong. I understand fan is short for fanatic. And if somebody's fanatic, they're going to ride for whoever their fanatic over. So if you're a UVA fanatic, at the end of the day, the universe is what you care about. And there's nothing wrong with that because your love and ability to care for this university helped me get through school. I never lose sight of that. So that's why I always try to empathize with the fan. And I try to empathize with the player. I try to meet the middle so both sides can see. Like, I could say, hey, Noah, you got to expect that our fans going to think you the devil because you went to UNC. It's the oldest rivalry in the South. You got to know that. So you can't take it too hard. It comes with that move. You made that move. This is the consequences of that move. But at the end of the day, it's like WWE. You walk home, you're not Noah Taylor number 7. You just Noah. Like when Stone Cold, if somebody sees Stone Cold Steve off in the street, like, man, I hate you, what you did to The Rock, something wrong with them. They got to know how to cut that off. It's no different than one of these players. If they transfer, you saw one of these players who transfer, and you saw him in the street, and you saw some ill will, I mean, have to meet somebody in the back, and you got ill will on them outside of the lines of the sport, then something might be wrong. Like, cut it off.
Well, your best point was bringing up T.J. Thorpe because we sure did like having him playing for us.
What? I love T.J. as a person, too. And I welcomed him with open arms, and he came from Carolina. I ain't say, hell no, you a rival. I said, ha, yes, sir, we'll take you. You nice. You scored a winning touchdown against us. We definitely take you.
Bingo.
I was right there. Let me see. You got Merry New Year. It's Uncle's Dub. What's up, man?
Hey, Uncle what's Dub, up?
My bad.
Hey, that's all good. What's up, Hawk, man? Real quick, I heard some of what you were talking about a couple minutes ago. I just wanted to piggyback off of what was said a couple seconds ago. Okay. But, you know, you've said a lot of things on your podcast and also in this space that have kind of, you know, really make a lot of sense, you know, just kind of perspective and just thinking about things a different way, especially with, you know, transfer and what the gentleman just said a moment ago about, you know, folks, you know, yeah, it hurt. But, you know, hey, like you said, at the end of the day, these are young men making decisions that are going to impact their lives, hopefully for the better. And, you know, it is what it is. It's a game. At the end of the day, we just got to, you know, we know that we're going to get some players who are going to come and they're going to want to be here and they're going to do what they got to do. And we got a new coach and it's a new day. And I mean, you know, I appreciate the perspective that you give here, the things you're doing in the space, and also your show. I really appreciate that. I've listened to your show, and it's just given me so much to think about. And I go, oh, yeah, you know, Hawk makes some really good points. And one last thing, as an analyst, what you do on the radio, I thoroughly enjoy listening to you talk about football. You could teach football to anybody, just the way that you bring light to things. I really appreciate that.
Man, I appreciate that. That definitely
big facts.
Because that I've learned over the years, it's very difficult to, like, try to, like, you know, a lot of folks don't understand, like, a lot of former players know a lot about football. And the hardest thing is the, what they call put it in layman's term, because we're so much of a visual, like, visual individuals that we can say, hey, cover two, get to the dead zone. We all know what we're talking about, but the average fan doesn't. So I've learned that you got to understand how to get to your point as quickly as possible, but as easy as possible. And, you know, the folks who tutored me in this job, like Dave came before he left, also Cub, like I had a lot of mentors, man, that I could list for days that have helped me better communicate coverage and routes and schemes, that when I'm doing my podcast, I'm looking at film, but I've had to learn over the years how to really simplify, because I know a lot of people don't have long attention spans, and I can get long-winded. So I appreciate that, bro.
Well, another thing too, you've made me a smarter fan because I talked to other UVA fans and we're talking and I'll say, well, and I'll remember something you'll say. And I said, well, da-da-da. And they're going, wow, that's really, you know, really profound. I'm going, yeah, it really is. I didn't say it, but it's very profound, you know?
No, man. I mean, cause look, growing up and still to today, when I'm listening to a football game, other color commentary guys, when I listen to the Tony Romos and the Troy Aikmans and things of that nature, I'm trying to see what they're saying. And first, it's a competition. Like, ooh, he is right. Oh, no, that didn't happen. But I'm listening to the verbs that they're utilizing and then going to social media and seeing how it's received because that helps me when it comes to breaking UVA film down and UVA games down as well. So I like to be a sponge and like to understand that I'm my own competition. I got to be better than I was the day before, the year before. And I don't want to tear down others. That's why I think everything's happened for a reason. And I think sometimes I'm so positive that people think I have like those rose colored glasses on. And at the end of the day, I got to accept that because I'm not a negative person. You know what I'm saying? So with this game of podcasting, the negative folks win the most. They win the quickest. The trolls, we see that. And as much as we talk about Skip Bayless, before Skip Bayless became known as a troll, you got to understand his background in journalism and how good he was in that. And even Stephen A. Smith, his ascension and how he had to master the lane that he was in. And I'm just trying to master my own lane, my own way. So I definitely appreciate that feedback. And whether it's good or bad, folks got to realize you can give me feedback to where it's perceived as negative because you feel like I'm weak in the area. And I won't take it as an attack. Like, I want that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to get better. So I don't want fake folks just think, oh, Ball Hawk always wants somebody stroking his ego. Hell no. Like, I'm actually seeking out the folks who say, oh, he's selfish. I want to change his mind. Like, I got his name screenshotted, and I go to them boys every day, and I'm waiting for the day he give me a compliment, or she, whoever. Once they give me the cup, boom, I did something great. Like, people really, I really seek the negative. Because the negative is like, see, I got to change their mind. I love the positive. I appreciate the positive. But don't ever think that the negative is making me walk away. I get frustrated sometimes. I'm like, damn, I feel like I did everything right. But, okay, let me change your mind. How can I change your mind organically? Not no threat, but organically make you a true fan that's like, yeah, now I like what he said right there. As long as it's positive. If you like it when I'm negative, then when I'm pissed off, it's like, okay. You like when I'm being petty. Let me make sure you like when I'm being positive too. So, all right, I've talked enough. OG, what else you got to say?
We also love Petty Hawk too because you really get down with Petty Hawk. So
I know, man.
Petty Hawk as well, bro. So
salute to Petty Hawk, man. The university don't like Petty Hawk too much. Dude. Petty Hawk gets you off the cuff, and I ain't trying to mess up nothing with the master plan. So I ain't trying to scare off nobody. Donate to the master plan with Petty Hawk. We'll put that out there.
I feel you. But yeah, shout out to you, man. Also, I'm a 757 guy. Shout out to you, OG Who. But yeah, for sure.
Shout out, big dog.
Hey, matter of fact, you got a podcast of your own, right?
Yes, you sure do.
Go ahead and plug that, bro. Plug that.
It's Sports Wagon Podcast. So I'm on hiatus right now. I'll be back probably next week. Just trying to take a little break, but talk about a little bit of everything, a little from college football, college basketball, some pro stuff. I try to do sports and politics as well. So, I mean, check out the link. My last episode is pinned to my profile. So check me out. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Follow at it's uncle underscore dub. At it's uncle underscore dub, man. He's the podcast himself. Sports Wagon Podcast Show. Check him out, man. Definitely check him out. Salute. Appreciate you, man, for your support.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Let's see. We still got a lot of people in the building. We've been on for hours. We might do good today. We might get out in a reasonable time like I always plan, OG. But a lot of times it be your fault.
It do.
Sometimes it be your
fault. We get to talking about them expectations and it take off, right?
Oh, boom.
Right out the gate.
No.
Come on, man. We almost made it through the podcast.
Yep. So, without it coming out one time. There we go.
Dog it. Yeah, man. Hey, man, salute again. Prayers up to anybody that's still without power. If you're listening to this, you might be in your car charging your phone. Man, I definitely appreciate the support. Make sure you stand warm. Salute to all the workers that's out here that's blessing folks and helping them get their power back on. If you're displaced, hopefully there's no serious damages to your valuable schools. Charlottesville City Schools are closed again tomorrow. I'm pretty sure Albemarle City Schools are as well that my kids attend. So, yeah, man, enjoy this time with your kids. If I work in the school system, I'm going to be at home with my kids. So definitely going to take advantage of that time with them. Let me see. Bama, who in the building? Let me get Bama, who in the building?
Hey, before I go real quick, because my daughter just got up, I had to change them diapers and feed her. Hey, look, quick tip for y'all. This is a quick tip for y'all before I holler at y'all tomorrow. It is freezing outside. If you don't go under your house and cut your water off to your hose bibs, you're going to call a person like me. And it is going to be expensive because you're going to have a lake under your house. Cut the water off to your hose bibs. You got to go. You should go under your house. It's either going to be like, you know, your water hose spigot. It'll be like one of them little gate valves. Or either it'll be like a little valve that you turn the water off to your sprinklers out front, to your hose bibs. Where you wash your car at, you fill up with your little water hose. If you don't, that shit will freeze under your house and blow apart. Directly under your house. And you, and let alone you're going to be cold, but then you ain't going to have no water at all.
Hold on. You got to break it. Like, you like the football analyst now. You got to put it in terms. I understand. So, what my outdoor hose?
Your hose bib. So, yeah, your hose spigot. If you if you go into your crawl space and you look, you can follow your water line and it'll go directly to it. There will be a valve that cuts that water off that goes to it. You shouldn't be none under that. It's too cold right now.
My bitch, snake.
No, you know, snakes up under that cold now.
A possum or something, man. God, man,
trust me, I done been in a crawl space with one of them joints. I ain't never moved so fast on my back, my boy.
They couldn't see you, though. The possum couldn't see you.
Nope.
He was like, who's there?
I heard the scratching, and I was going about that money. Yes, sir. Hey,
shout out to my man, Dakota Twitty, man, and his
big dog.
Was the Rowell Tree? That was the name of it, right?
Yeah,
the route tree. Yes, salute to you, Mike.
So, yes, winterize your hose bill. Winterize your house. Take care of your property. If not, you'll be calling me. And that's going to be like a $5,000 trip off the rip.
Oh, look at Ike in the damn. Man, Ike, if you don't get up here, what are you doing, man?
That's my one tip I got for the day. That's the tip of the day right there. And that's going to go a long way.
Well, we all appreciate that, bro. It might be a little too late for us because it's dark outside and I'm nervous.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to make sure I'm going to send a prayer up that don't happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, then I check it out tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Holler at me.
Appreciate that.
We'll check y'all tomorrow. You already know. Tomorrow, 8 p.m. Y'all know how we doing it. Bring your questions. Bring your ideas.
Yeah, I'm going to follow, man. So you check him out tomorrow, 8 p.m., his Twitter space. Stated program conversations, yo. You do a hell of a lot for the program, man. We definitely appreciate OG Who, God dang it.
Yes, sir. I'm going to catch y'all tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Ike, what's good with you, bro?
Not much, man.
Good to talk to you. Everything good? You got your power and stuff?
Oh, yeah. We didn't lose any, surprisingly, but we did get some good snow. We got about 8 inches.
Yeah. Got my man Tremaine in the building. Tremaine, what's up, man?
Every single time. Every single time. What's good? I honestly don't even know what y'all talking about. I just chimed in.
Hey, first of all, I'm going to get to you before you get to me. When you going to do your first Tony Elliott video?
I've been working on it. Like, I need, to be honest, I need more... I need more resources on Tony Elliott.
All you got to do is say right after like every second sentence.
I know, but he's got some interesting, I don't even know if I'm supposed to be spilling this yet, but there's been some people in contact with, I'm hoping I get to audition for Saturday Night Live. And so that's huge for like my acting career. And one thing big with Saturday Night Live is like facial mannerisms with like your comedy. And so he did like some things real interesting during his opening press interview. And I was like, oh, he'd be a coach that I could have a lot of fun with. But I'm trying to get like some like actual more video material of him before I put one up. I have a new one of Dr. Bob that I've been working, putting up. Yeah, because I was coming on here today to say, you know, all this stuff we've been talking about the last few days. I was watching the Buffalo Bills game this past weekend, and I'd be damned if they got down to the goal line and didn't throw it to a tackle. I said, Dr. Bob's ass is in that stadium somewhere, and I'm going to New York to find him.
See, he was influenced, man. He was influenced.
Yeah. I got on the tail end of your podcast yesterday. I just chimed in right when y'all were getting off, and Jackie has some really good insight on some of those coaches that we've brought on board, and I dug a little deeper today. I know some people, they saw like Army and Navy and they're like, oh God, man, what are we doing, man? But if you go in and you look at these dudes' bios and their history and some things that they've done in the past, and then like their recruiting influence, man, I'm excited. I think that I think these are some really, really good hires. It's very, you can tell he's very, very strategic with the pieces that he's bringing on board with UVA's new direction. And so I'm excited. I'm still, you know, to quote my man, Petty, I don't want to be petty, but, man, I'm still hoping we get some new uniforms. Like, I don't know. I'm one of those people, like, I fell in love with Oregon football for one of the reasons is I loved their offense. I think they were one of the first programs to, like, really institute, like, that high-speed, no-huddle, go-go-go offense. But then also their fashion, man. Like, Oregon was smart with it. They had a meeting, and they were like, okay, you know, how do we bring some top recruits to our program? How do we get known? Like, and they went to direction like, what if we branded our program logo, fashion, and all that? And so, I still hope. I know it's petty. It might sound repetitive, but I'm really hoping that in addition to everything that we're doing as far as like coaches, that like we get some new gear out there. Yeah, that's just my two cents. I didn't mean to be long.
That works for recruits.
Yeah, it does.
I told Marcus the same thing. Like these kids are about fashion and all. Like, so before Bronco got there, they had like carbon fiber helmets. They had a bunch of different helmets. They had a bunch of different jerseys. Now they just went to straight up white and blue. White helmet, blue helmet, white jersey, blue jersey. That's the thing.
Did we do orange while he was
there? No.
We never did orange.
Not one time.
Oh, I do like that he brought back the old school blue jersey, though. That's the one thing I like that he did, though. That old school blue jersey is nice.
So I
would. I want to see the orange jersey.
Yeah, it's different stuff. You can spice it up, even with the helmets. I mean, I remember when UVA had the carbon fiber helmets, and then, like, remember the white helmet that faded to orange, I think it was?
When they played UCLA out in UCLA. Out there, I remember like that.
That was crazy.
Yeah, because it's interesting. It's in no disrespect to the quote-unquote old heads that are UVA fans, but, you know, they're always like, keep it simple. It's not about fashion. Go out there and just win ball games. No, damn that. You got to have the players on the team to go out there and win ball games. And to my man's point, you know, whether they like it or not, fashion is just as big of a draw as your coach's prestige, your program's prestige. And so I would love to see something like, I like that blue ball hawk, but I also like that blue you guys used to rock, Coach Hagen's and Dex. Like, I loved like that deep, dark navy. I love those stripes that y'all had on the helmets when like Chris Long and then was playing. And I will forever say, I will go to my grave saying that if Coach London didn't do anything right when he was here, man, he had us looking sharp out there on that field. Cause I loved the uniforms that we had when he was here. So,
oh yeah, we look good taking them L's. That's never been the question. We look good taking them L's, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, we look good, felt good. We just ain't finished good. We played good for spurts. He just didn't finish. And, you know, that comes with the territory. That's not a diss to coach my guy. You know, he's a national championship coach. Yeah. You know, so
that's just,
I know people going to say which level was that, but hey, he, I dig it. That's on his resume.
Yeah.
Shout out to Coach London, man.
Yeah, that's my two cents, man. I didn't mean to get long winded on you fellas.
Good man, you ain't getting long winded. You good, brother.
Oh,
I know Bama Who might have been waiting. Bama Who, what's up with you?
How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm just going to change the subject for 1 second. I wanted to say how much I appreciated Coach Atua and his family and their fantastic rap tweets. So,
yeah, I like that too.
They had a great one for their new home with the Cougars. And I hate that we're not going to have any more of those, but I wish them well. That was a lot of fun having his rap tweets.
Yeah, I'm going to find it right quick and share it in the space. Yeah, it was dope. It had like, when I looked at it last night, it had over 98,000 views. So, he's the viral king, man. Can y'all still hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Okay. Yeah. I was searching for the
He put them together for sure. That's
153,000 views right now for that freestyle. That's a little over a minute and 30 seconds. That man's a genius. That's why he was my guy. That was my guy right there, boy.
He gonna be missed.
Yeah, Coach Atua, my man.
Yeah. Oh, I was saying because I saw on the news. I hope everyone is up there in Charlottesville. I think Charlottesville was in the areas that got hit the heaviest with that snow. So everybody listening is safe and power and warm and all that. So just thinking and praying for you guys down here in North Carolina.
Thank you, man. I'm a little disappointed. I felt like the city could have been a little bit more prepared. I know a lot of times folks we think, oh, it's not going to be that bad, but I don't know the budget and all that entails with making sure the roads are prepared. But we got hit. We got hit hard. Haven't been to school. Well, wasn't supposed to go to school on Monday anyway, but was out today due to power lines and trees. We're going to be out tomorrow. And I work in the school system. So, and a lot of people were just displaced. But again, I always don't know the logistics behind closed doors. I don't know if we could have been better prepared or not. Like, you can always be better prepared, but if that would have helped with the power lines and trees falling and things like that. But yeah, man, we appreciate your blessings, man. I know folks that are still out of power, so hopefully they were able to transition to a different setting so they could stay warm and get a hot meal. Oh, let me hold on, man. I just saw something. So, hey, yo, where's Letter Who's at? Did he leave? I damn sure did say what's up to over there. Let everybody else start talking. I'm going to tell him to rejoin. I can't do my dog like that. Anybody else want to speak? We got a couple more minutes to be on. If you haven't said anything. Patrick, did you say anything yet?
Nah, man, I came in late. Y'all were talking about the uniforms, but, man, I agree with Tremaine, man, to get some drip out there. But, man, first thing first, get rid of them helmets, bro. Get rid of them. Stop it.
Get rid of the helmets. You want just both the sabers on – both these sabers on the side?
Preach. I mean, something, man. Let's don't get a number on the side, man. I mean,
like we
y'all are right. I mean, the helmets for UCLA game were fire. Anything but a V and sabers and a number on the other side, get rid of them,
okay.
Bro.
No, I agree. I agree. I agree with that. Definitely. Love the Who's, man. In my bag, bro.
It's all good, Hawk. What's up?
I'm a mute now to make sure I'm cut you off.
Nah, man. I mean, you know, I can't compete with Byron Thweet, Shannon Taylor, and some ball trimming advertisement. I just can't do it. Can you hear me? Hello?
I told you I was going to mute myself, man.
Nah, man, I just wanted to say real quick, I said it before, there's a pattern with these coaches, and if you can't see it, then you're missing out. But we got to stop speculating. He put Marcus Hagans on staff. And he's here. We don't know what he's coaching. Hold on just a second.
All right. No problem. I like how he's starting this off right there. I like how he's starting his bars off right there. If you watch Battle Rap, I like his opening. I like his opening ball. He's setting the stage. He's controlling the crowd. Hey, Max Valles, what's good with you, player? You know what I'm saying? I know my man Wahoo Express. He appreciate Battle Rap. He be in the Battle Rap spaces with me. He know what I'm talking about. If anybody knows, I know he knows. There's a lot of OG parents in here as well. I ain't going to name all y'all. A lot of y'all be like, man, don't be saying my name. I ain't supposed to be in here. I'm supposed to be working. So I ain't going to say your name. I do want to make sure and clarify something. I know I would say message board. I don't like to say what specific message board or person or individual I'm talking about that may have said something negative. But I am sincere when I say, don't just listen. Like, come on and talk. Like, just say, hey, this is my view. Like, this is what these spaces are for. This is not like Ball Hog is going. First of all, I'm not going to go back and forth and try to be negative towards you. We want to hear your true thoughts. Like, sometimes, man, don't you get tired of using your fingers and your thumbs? Like, you got an open platform. You can come on and be like, hey, this is my concern. Hey, this is this. Hey, I listened to this episode. I didn't agree with this. This is what spaces is all about, bro. Like, I'm a transparent person. I like to interact and I like to talk. And whole conversations. Uh-oh, my man Love got his hand up. Go ahead, my
sorry.
Guy.
Sorry about that. I gave you a hard time. Then I had to jump off for a second.
No, you do.
I was just going to say, hey, he's still putting the staff together. We don't know where the pieces – I mean, he don't even have all the pieces yet. Let's wait. Let's find out where these pieces are going. The main thing is Higgins is on the staff. He's hiring some dynamic recruiters, and I don't think that's going to change. And we just got to stop speculating. And then we can get upset when we find out where he's going. We don't know if Higgins going to be wide receiver, quarterback, cornerbacks. We don't. I mean, I'm sure the whole fan base would be up in arms if that were to happen. But you know, we got to stop. We just got to calm down, see where these guys are going, and then we can drop back and take a look and see where we're going. But I'm excited. I like the idea of Slade and Centum on that defensive side. I think I've read up on Kitchings. I think that's a home run hire, in my opinion. Of course, the proof's still in the pudding, but let's just calm down as a fan base and see where these pieces are going.
Like it. I love it. I appreciate that, man. Calm down, relax. In the sense of we got what we wanted, that Coach Higgins and then Coach 2J are a part of the staff. Coach Centum is still a part of the staff. As much as we wanted to keep Coach back as well, and Coach Otto, like, that's the elephant in the room is we understand that no fan would have had an issue with keeping all the guys on offense. We knew with individual on the defense that folks just didn't want to see at certain positions. You know what I'm saying? So, but we couldn't keep all the coaches, and disrespect to Coach Elliott of the staff that he is building up. This is his first time as the CEO, as the head man. So, we got to let it play out. But we all love to predict the future just so we go, see, I told you, man. So that's just the nature of the beast, man. That's what we love about sports, though, the banter. That's why preseason predictions are always – I know, if y'all listen to my podcast over here, you guys know I hate doing preseason predictions. Oh, I hate doing on Cavalier Countdown. All right, Hawk, what's your score and what's your prediction of the game? I hate that. I dislike that. I don't hate is a strong word. I dislike that because I don't want nobody saying I was wrong. So that's why I dislike it. But it's fun, right? That's why you do fantasy football. It's fun. So, yeah, I agree with you. Any other listeners that want to speak on the speakers that want to say anything else? I got probably about 10 more minutes. So, at 5:40, we're going to cut this space and document it, and then I'll upload it tomorrow because I just released Friday's Twitter space up on my podcast platform. That's available on iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, Podbean, Spreaker, YouTube. Well, I don't think that one might be available on YouTube, but you can check that one out. I like to space them out now and let them breathe. But some folks like, man, I don't care if you upload two a day, one every day. I just need something to listen to. So So I appreciate that, but I like to let them breathe. If you got another German Lee in the building. Jeremy, how you doing, bro?
I'm doing good, brother. Just wanted to say I hope all of y'all without power, I hope your candles are stocked up, and I hope you know, if you're old school, you got a kerosene heater, I hope that thing keeping you nice and warm until the electricity come back.
Facts. Appreciate that, man. Definitely. Hopefully you're staying warm, because now we're getting in the teens at night and transition to the mornings. I know Friday morning is supposed to be like 18 degrees when I last looked at my weather app. Bama, who you got your hand up? Go ahead.
I want to acknowledge Jeremy Lee because he fixed his bio.
I appreciate the motivation.
Hey, yo, Bama, it's Patty. Yo. Oh my God, yo. Yo, but remind me never to piss off Bama Who, because she don't forget not a nail nutter. Like, she know you. That's what's so crazy. There's a lot of people she interact with on Twitter and in Spaces where she know you and remembered you because she got that petty gene. I love it. And shout out to my man Dakota Twitty, man. He got a basketball game. He took the time out to pop in and listen. So hopefully you get a double-double tonight. You know what I'm saying? And get that win. Anybody else I'm forgetting? Go ahead.
I'm going to put a shameless plug in here. Ask you guys to come follow me. To Ballhawk's point, I am going to start trying to do a lot of these imitation videos as possible. That's something that literally just accidentally caught on. I posted
there
that
you go.
Just to be funny, and it's caught wildfire. I've had like some sports people reach out to me, like, "Hey, can you do this video and all this?" So it's something I'm going to try to be a lot more proactive. So come follow me so you can get you a good laugh, hopefully at some point in the day. Let's keep this Wahoo energy going in the right direction.
Heck yeah, bro. Heck yeah. You definitely funny dude. Make sure y'all follow at Tremaine Blair, man. Follow at Tremaine Blair. That's who was just speaking. Follow him because he's a funny dude. And look, I make fun of him because out of respect. I'm not like bullying him. I couldn't bully him. He's taller than me. So I just make fun of him.
I am taller than your ass.
Yeah, you are. Hey, we got Mark Ballou in the building. You gonna mute yourself if you want to say something. Hopefully, I say your last name right too, respectfully. What's up, Mark? Did you want to say something, Mark? There you go.
Hey, Hawk.
How you doing?
I want to let you know, man. I listen to this program all the time. You are superb, my man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. That means a lot. Definitely means a lot. Thank you for coming up and sharing your kind words and being a supporter.
Yes, sir. I want you to know, and, you know, I've been a somewhat part of UVA football for a long time, and I can tell you I'm excited about what I've read the last couple of days, and y'all guys know a whole lot more about this than I do, but I like what I see, I tell you that, and I think the future's bright.
Yeah, and you know, what's your thought on like Chris Wade coming back as a coach, as a former great that I know you watch play?
I tell you, I think you need more former players and greats like Chris Wade. You can't get too many Chris Wades, can you?
Mm-mm, no, sir, you cannot.
And just like you couldn't get too many Ahmad Hawkins, but you know, all these guys that played here, all you guys, man, that you have my utmost respect. And some of you guys played before I went on as security for UVA football. I did it for 21 years. And I would tell you this, that I'm excited. I'm excited. I like the former staff we had. I thought they were all very good. And we've had some good coaches here and extremely good players. And I tell you what, when I see these former players being hired that really have an interest in this program and it really means something to them, that has to be a plus, a big plus.
It definitely does. And look, hey, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know. This is the first time I've ever called this individual by his name. This is Superman. This is Superman, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
This is Superman. For those who don't know, I call this individual Superman because he is Superman. And I definitely, definitely appreciate the kind words from you, my friend.
Well, I appreciate you, Hawk, and I will always be listening. I'm a little nervous trying to talk on here, but I would tell you, I'm a listener, and I can always learn something from listening. So I appreciate you.
Nah, thank you, man, for over the years. Thank you. Always been an avid supporter and when we talk in person. So that's crazy that I gave you Superman and I forgot your real first name, but you Superman. Yeah, dig. Everybody, well, this is Superman.
Well, that's what you used to call me. My wife said that's not true.
Well, I'm going to compete with the wife.
But anyway, I appreciate you, Hawk, and thank you so much, brother.
All right, brother. Be blessed, man. Thanks for chiming in.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, that's my guy, Superman. That's a great dude right there, ladies and gentlemen. One of the greatest human beings you'll meet has joined the space. And he right. He's not a big talker. He's not. So the fact that he came on this platform to talk says a lot, and I'm honored, man. My man Superman was in the building. That made my day. I might end the show like that. We ain't topping Superman. We ending the show like that, okay? So I appreciate everybody for tuning in to this space. Again, man, if you are without power, prayers out to you. If you receive your power, continue to check on your friends and family in the Charlottesville or surrounding areas, man. The snow definitely hit us hard. The schools are still closed around here in the Charlottesville, Albemarle area. I don't know about Louisa or Green. I'm pretty sure Green is probably closed. Savannah's probably closed. I mean, I'm pretty sure those surrounding schools are either closed on a 2-hour delay, but, continue to check on your loved ones, man. And, yeah, man, I'm excited about the hires. Every Monday, I'm going to continue to have a Twitter Spaces talking about UVA football. And if there's any additional big time news, you know, I'll pop out again later during the week. Make sure you guys tomorrow, that's Wednesday, 8:00, check out OG Who Space. He does a phenomenal job of bringing fans in and donors and everybody that wants to see this program ascend. They talk about ideas, whether it's NIL, whether it's gain their experience. And we're trying to just make sure that the administration, you know, hear your voice, take ideas, the call, and they do an exceptional job of being willing listeners and trying to implement what's being said in those Twitter spaces and just trying to be great ambassadors for the university, man. Keep that positivity going because it's easy to be negative out here in the streets, man. So that's it, man. Y'all know the motto, good is the enemy of great. Be great in everything that you do. This Twitter space will be available tomorrow morning. And follow me, follow my podcast on all major podcast platforms, but make sure you go to Anchor. And if you want to support, it's a support button on the Anchor site that allows you to donate like 99 cents, $4.99 and $9.99 if you want to be a monthly supporter to the podcast. But salute to the sponsors, Aver Insurance is also manscaped.com. If you want 20% off of your manscaped.com product, type in the promo code The Ball Hawk Show. That's 20% off. And the slogan says, their balls would thank you. I didn't make that up. That's their slogan. So don't say Ball Hawk up here saying their balls would thank you being nasty. That's their slogan that I got to say because they're a proud sponsor of the show. And if you want to become a sponsor, go to myhawkins.com, use that contact us, and it'll email me, and I can send you my sponsorship packages. All right, that's it. And I don't need to say pause after that because it's a sponsorship package, okay? But for all you young boys that's in the space, don't be saying Sam Paul. And that's how we're going to end it. Ball Hawk Show, we out of here. Peace.